In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel today, not only in the first reading is it talking about Jonas and how Jonah repeated the words of God for penance, and God had mercy because they actually did physical acts of penance. They actually turned their hearts to God and didn't say, well, either we're going to be saved or we're not. But they actually turned their hearts, and that turned God's hearts. In this time, our Lord gives us an encouraging word. He doesn't just speak that there's going to be destruction, that he's going to go a place like in the gospel where he says, where these who are against him will not be able to follow. Yes, he is going to go to the Gentiles as they perceive him to do so. But he's also saying, he leaves them at the very end of the feast with an opportunity to see his mercy. At the end of the feast, he stands up in front of everybody after proclaiming these woes, these difficulties that they're going to be following. He says, look, anyone who comes to me, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and he will have drink. I will cause a living water to well up within the one who actually does return to me. He gives us that encouragement that the soul who, in whatever difficulty they find themselves in, if they just turn to the Lord in that one, if they just find within him the graces that he desires to offer them, they will always be had. That no matter what is going on within the world or what is going on within our lives or the confusions that are there and the difficulties that we think are so easy for us to fall into, he says, just come and believe in me and you will become a fountain of water. Oftentimes we just think of what it is that is going to help us to get through the day if we turn to God. If I pray to him, I'm going to have the strength that I need to be able to make the next step forward. But our Lord doesn't just want to give us graces so that we ourselves are fulfilled. That's to turn to God as though it were for a selfish purpose. Yes, God does want to give us the graces that we need for our daily lives, but he wants something more. He wants, as he says there within the scriptures, to make us, ourselves, into living waters for others. So that the life which we live, the way in which we go, that those within our own family units may be able to find a grace in us. Just as you who are parents actively try to give yourselves over to your children, so too he wants us as children to see that, yes, there's something that God wants to do within us that will make even our parents or our fellow siblings or those who encounter us in whatever way, be it through telephonic means or any other way, to be able to receive a cup of cold water from us as well. When our Lord blesses us, when our Lord gives us drink, when he gives us succor, when he gives us encouragements, he doesn't just give them for ourselves alone. But rather the very purpose of our vocation, of our calling from God, isn't just so that we be blessed or fulfilled or satisfied with God, though following our vocation very much does satisfy us and will make us the happiest that we could have ever hoped to have been. But the purpose of our vocation and saying yes to it is so that God can use us through following him in this way to bring that blessing to others, especially beginning with those who are most within our family units. And so during this time where we're more or less quarantined, we're more or less encouraged to be in social distancing from one another, which is a real contradictory set of terms together because it's not social and it's very much only just distancing. To keep us from being isolated in a spiritual way. To allow ourselves, even in the stresses that come from being in much more frequent contact with our family members than maybe we're used to having, to not let it be that sort of experience that causes our anxieties and hardships and difficulties, that interior experience, to well up and to cause us to tear at one another, but to allow us to put our own needs a little bit further down on the rung of what needs to be met, so that the whole of the family can be built up, and so that the person who needs it, who's in my life, the brother, the sister, the husband or the wife, the child or the parent, might be able to take some succor of what our Lord is doing for us here today in this time of adoration. Even though we can't taste him, even though we can't receive Jesus in this most blessed sacrament in a actual communion, he does offer us to this in adoration. And he does allow us to be in his presence so that we might receive that spiritual communion, to give us that water within our own lives, that we can be a wellspring, as he says, a fountain of living water for those who need it. Ask him for us in the sacrament, in the few moments we have of adoration, prior to benediction here. That's exactly what he wants to give. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.